A lot of us didn't even know what that woman was doing there.
Okay.
Like I've been saying, this woman who was kind of drug influenced was there. And seeing that it could be a good opportunity for comedy, one of the guys we were with waved her over. Now, mind you, from what I saw, it just looked like some woman had just randomly joined us, and I thought that was interesting. I was like, what's with this woman over here? You know, but in fact, this guy had invited her over. And even at one point asked her for her phone number, at which point she reveals, I don't have a phone, I live on the street.
Was she, like, sad about it, or was she was like,
I don't know.
That's it. What are you going to do about it?
I don't
it?
Think she was sad about it.
Yeah, so she was pretty much cool about
I
it?
I think she said it matter-of-factly.
She was like, eat that.
Yeah, I guess so. She was like, jealous? No. But one of the girls saw her snorting something in the bathroom. Not sure if she was in a stall or if she was just kind of doing it right there off a knife right in front of the mirror or or what was going on. But is that bad? I mean, the guy invited her over, obviously, because he thought it'd be humorous if this random kind of crack lady joined us at the table, joined us at Kelly's. And, you know, while you're like, oh, God, you know, you don't really want to make fun of homeless people or whatever. In the end, here's what happened. Think of everyone here at the end. The end of the story is, we got a good laugh out of it because that was kind of interesting. That was funny. He did that. I mean, come on. She had a good time. She had someone to hang out with at the bar. She was previously sitting by herself, looking kind of lonesome. Just having her cracked out thoughts going through her head. So it's beneficial to her, too. She ended up having a good time. But does that make it right? 539-9750 or 238-0975. I'd say this is the topic we've gotten chewed out more for than in the other one. In the same sense, we've had an equal number, if not more, people saying it's just all right. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think that if you're stupid enough to smoke the bowl, you deserve to get made fun of because you got a conscious decision when you get high.
Even if they're like they're beyond the point of, you know, no return, they're so in the grips and throes
of the
drug.
That's their choice. When you start out sober and smoking crack or whatever she was doing, and you get so high, it was a conscious decision in the beginning.
Well, thanks for calling, man.
Ain't no problem, boss.
See ya. Stooks in the morning, what do you think?
Dude, screw the week, man.
What?
Screw the week. You know what? All these people come on the radio and talk about it's wrong and wrong. Who doesn't make fun of people? Who doesn't do that? I mean, seriously.
That's a good point, man.
Everybody does it at some point to some person through their life. You know what I mean? And what's wrong? How is it okay for them to do it at, you know, a certain time and not all right for other people to do it? You know, if you're addicted to drugs, you know, you're poor, you're on the street, whatever, who cares? You know, if you're not going to do something better about it, screw you. That's the thing.
What if it was one of those things that where you make fun of them to your face? I mean, that'd be a totally different scenario. We go up and like, hey, crackhead, you want to come out and hang out with us tonight?
In a hateful way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Even if you did, who cares? It's their own damn fault for doing stupid like that.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, dude. Later.
See you. Stooks in the morning, what do you think about using the cracked out homeless person as a joke?
Okay, first off, I had to comment on the lady that definitely was talking about Columbine and everything because apparently she's been made fun of too many times in her life and she's just fed up with it. Either that or she's stuck on her high horse and just can't get off of it. Because there is nothing wrong with having a good time. If the lady came willingly over to your chair and sat down and was talking to you, there should be nothing against that. Oh, my God. What is so wrong with that? I don't understand why people are getting so pissed off that you were having a good time.
Well, thank you, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Anytime.